Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I talked to Senator Dean Barkley's office this morning. $47,000 has come in from the radio interview we did Monday with Governor Jesse Ventura and former Senator Dean Barkley, who he appointed for a month after the tragic death of Paul Wellstone. Now, we're not going to panhandle too much here today. Governor Ventura just told me through Dean that he wanted to thank everybody because he said that's why he got out of politics, is he can't stand raising money. But the other two shysters raised over $30 million. Dean only raised $50,000 previously. Now he's raised almost that much, and he's got the TV ads on today, and he has a chance of winning. So we're going to talk about that in 30 minutes when Dean comes on. We're going to talk about a host of other issues about the election and 9/11 with Governor Ventura while we have him for the first 30 minutes before Dean Barkley, SenatorBarkley.com is the website, joins us. But first off, Governor, great audience, huh?
Oh, God, I got to tell you, you know, Alex, you got loyal people out there. You got patriotic people that saw the opportunity, and rather than sitting on their hands, they had an opportunity to do something about it, and they did. I can't thank them enough. It's going to make that race up there extremely competitive. It's going to go to the wire, and Dean Barkley has a shot at doing it. And, you know, if it can happen, it would be just as big as what I did in 98. And that's what we got to have happen. You know, you can't overthrow something in a big heave. You got to chip away at it. You got to go at the foundation of it. And the one thing I've learned is the only way to truly change the system in many ways, you have to become part of the system to change it. And that's what we've got to do at all local, statewide, as well as federal elections.
Absolutely, Governor. Well, we got Dean coming up in about 30 minutes to join us. But first off, I wanted to read you part of an AP headline. Uses for the $700 billion bailout money ever shifting. And they go on to say, first, the $700 billion rescue for the economy was about buying devalued mortgage-backed securities from tottering banks to unclog frozen credit markets. Then it was about using $250 billion of it to buy stakes in banks. Then the idea, which they've done now, was that the banks would use the money to start making loans again. But then it goes into reports that the banks admit they're just keeping it and giving it as bonuses, including Goldman Sachs, $14 billion in bonuses of that money directly given to their executives right now.
Well, you know, Alex, that's undescribed. I mean, how do we throw these people in jail? I guess that's what it's going to have to get down to. Somebody's going to have to come forward and start putting people in prison for things like this. To me, that's unbelievable. But I suppose they covered their butts. They probably gave it to them with no strings attached, so there's no legal recourse. I'm not sure. You know, I wasn't there to give that to them. I'm on the sidelines just like all of us, reading about it and reaching back and watching my wallet getting
taken
out of my pants.
You're right, Governor. Yeah, losing huge money in your 401k, I would imagine, and any stocks you've got. No, you're absolutely right. The bill said no one can review it. It's all secret. No one can look at it. White House press secretary last Friday said it's secret. You can't look at it. But then the banks openly announced that they're giving it as bonuses.
Well, that's the problem with our government today, Alex. It's so secretive. You know, we're supposed to be the land, home of the brave, land of the free. But yet we have a government, and especially this Bush administration, which is the most secretive that there's ever been. I mean, this looks makes Nixon look like a piker.
Man, it sure does. Well, you know what? You know that just because they can get Congress to say they can commit crimes, that that's what Nixon said. Well, when the president commits a crime, it's not a crime. This is a crime on its face, and they can claim that they've all been given pardons by Congress, but that doesn't float. We need citizen grand juries, Ron Paul has said, to go ahead and start investigations and indictments.
I agree fully, and I think it fits right into what Dr. Paul talked about with his book using the term revolution, and I think it fits right into my book where the term revolution is likewise in the title. You know, I'm coming to the distinct possibility without any thoughts about it, Alex. We need a revolution.
Stay there, Governor. Back in 3 minutes on GCN.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Senator Barkley, I presume.
Governor Ventura, what are you doing down here?
Looking for a way out for me and all these taxpayers.
Are we where I think we are?
Yes, it appears we're at the bottom of a very deep hole.
Did we do something wrong?
Not us. It seems some schemers on Wall Street dug this hole, and we're down here to get them out of it.
I don't see too many investment bankers or insurance company executives down here. I don't see Al Franken here either.
Senator, I said we're down here with taxpayers. I don't see Norm Coleman down here either.
Well, since Norm Coleman became senator, the federal deficit went up $3 trillion. Governor, you and I know the first rule of getting out of a hole.
Stop digging. During my administration, we ran budget surpluses.
And we gave money back to taxpayers.
That's the kind of thinking we need in Washington.
Please go to SenatorBarkley.com to make a contribution and help take back our country. I'm Senator Dean Barkley, and I approve this message.
And so do I.
Paid for by Barkley for Senate.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's been great having Governor Ventura be such a big part of the show the last few weeks. His third visit with us in just the last few weeks. But he's off shooting a bunch of TV pilots and about to go back to Mexico, but we'll really enjoy it when he gets back. During the break, the governor was just absolutely, he's aware of it in the press, but those headlines even shocked him more that we were reading about the bankers getting hundreds of billions of dollars and then saying it's secret who they're giving it to, but then they themselves are admitting, and I just read some of the headlines here, that they're giving billions of it to themselves per institution as bonuses for their executives. And then the White House and the Treasury Department have released the documents, but they're 90% blacked out. Governor?
Well, Alex, I haven't seen this. You know, if this is all true, and I have no reason to believe it's not true, I'm speechless over that. I mean, this is public money. This is the public domain. When I was governor of the state of Minnesota, we did nothing under the table. There wasn't anything going on, you know, that the public didn't have a right to know about. And in fact, when I left office, we turned every document of my entire 4 years over to the Minnesota Archives, where anyone can go there and read anything, including bad emails, if they want to read about them. But But I mean, this is not what our government is supposed to be. If this is all true, you know what? I'm to the point now, I'm urging everyone to vote against every incumbent. Vote them all out of office. It's the only way we can survive this, is to vote all incumbents out of office, to turn the whole thing over, and until something of that magnitude happens, we're going to continue to have this going on.
Well, you're right, and let me just bring you up to speed on this, because the mainstream media has not been covering it. This is from the past bill, Section 8, the portion of 1937, the bill. Decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court or law or any administrative agency.
That's what it says right in the bill?
Yes, sir. That's Section 8, and this was first reported by the Huffington Post, Dirty Secrets of the Bailout, 32 words that none dare utter, but then it was picked up by mainstream media after that.
Wow. Like I said, the only way we can do it is to take back our government at the ballot box. You got to vote all the incumbents out of office, is my opinion. That's the way it needs to and has to be done.
Well, I mean, this is what happens over
whether you like the guys or not, Alex. Whether you think they're good guys or not, if they're on board for this type of behavior of government, then we need a complete flushing of the toilet, to put it into blunt terms.
Well, that's definitely what it is. I mean, that's definitely what's in there.
Wow. Yeah, you know, well, thank goodness we got you out there reading it over the radio, because I haven't had time to look at that stuff. I'm so involved in all the things that I'm doing, and I'm caught off guard with it, Alex. Like I said, if that's what's in there and that's how the operation of our federal government's operating today, then we most definitely better have a revolution and take our government back.
Oh, absolutely. This happens in history over and over again, where governments just go completely to seed, and the last official act of any dictatorship is to loot the treasury. This is what happens in third world countries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And well, let's remember, third world countries don't have a middle class, do they?
No.
And what are they trying to destroy in the United States today? The middle class. So what you have happening here is they're trying to turn us into a third world country where there will be only the wealthy and there will be only the poor.
Well, I'm here Googling these terms because I want to find the video of Perino, the press secretary, saying, yeah, it's all secret, you're not allowed to see it. And you can, for listeners out there, you can just Google banking bailout documents blacked out, and then you can see on the Senate website where they posted them, and it'll say the top title, and then it's all blacked out.
Well, what's the purpose of even posting it if it's blacked out, Alex? To just show us that it's blacked out?
Yes. Well, I just read the Associated Press where they haven't doled out one bit of this to any banks that are actually in trouble or to any mortgages, and the banker heads are on the news saying, we're just going to sit on the money and just keep it. And the minutes of Paulson's meetings he has every week with the banking heads and brokerage heads, those are secret.
Well, you know, like I said, if that's the case and that's how secretive, to me this somehow has to be against the law. Unless, of course, like you said, they specifically stated in the bill that no one could object or interject or anything, but you can't take public dollars and be secretive with them. That's a basic concept that I learned as a mayor. You know, when you're down at the mayoral level of government, the local government, you have to have, everything has to be wide open, it has to be above board, and it has to be there for any citizen to be able to come and ask questions about it and receive answers about it. After all, Alex, it's our money.
It is.
People keep forgetting that, and people also keep forgetting that we are the government. The government isn't supposed to be this separate entity. It's supposed to be us.
Well, I
and
think
it's our money that runs it.
I think it's the over-the-top nature. I mean, who would imagine that in the U.S. of A., you would have corrupt bankers running everything, looting It's really over $1 trillion directly into their own pockets as bonuses. I mean, who could imagine that they would terrorize the public and say, we're going to have a depression, we have to have this bill this week to prop up these mortgages, and then now they say we're not spending it on the mortgages.
Yeah, well, see, to me, who is ultimately to blame for it? Your elected officials. Because if the elected officials pass the bill that allows this to happen, they are ultimately responsible for it.
Well, they were threatened with martial law on the House floor if they didn't pass it. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not aware of that.
See, I'm always shocking that. Ventura. I bet he didn't believe me. John, pull, there's two congressmen. Pull the Brad Sherman clip first, and then I actually had Brad Sherman on the show. Play Brad Sherman for the governor. Do you have that? He's pulling it out of the computer. Yeah, governor, you can't, see, I can't believe this either, and so I don't blame you for having trouble believing it. They were threatened with physical martial law if they didn't pass it.
Well, you know, they had a chance to prepare for it because I saw that at the Republican convention in St. Paul because I got a firsthand visual of what truly martial law will look like.
What did you witness?
That's the way the city of St. Paul was set up for the Republican National Convention. It was a state of martial law.
What did you witness?
Oh, just the security. I mean, I couldn't even go into the city of St. Paul through my normal exit off the freeway. Those were all blocked off. I had to drive completely through the city to the south side, exit on a street there, double back, and then 6-8 blocks away from the event, you had to get out of your cars. You were met there with your identification and all that, the stuff you wore around your necks. Then you had to walk 3 blocks to the first checkpoint, and this was a place with these temporary metal fencing. Not even fencing. They're almost like metal walls that they put up. And that went in a complete circle, unbroken, all the way around.
Well, you know, they also charged peaceful demonstrators under the State Terrorism Act.
Well, and you could only walk on designated streets that they allowed for anyone that wanted to protest. And what they did is they designated them off the side streets so that it wouldn't be in the front of the building. So therefore, the news media didn't have to photograph any type of protest going on because they were all shuttered over to the side of the building on these other streets. And you watch the protesting; it's hilarious. It's like they're walking down streets that do a little U, but it's all encased with fence and barbed wire and razor wire. So, you know, here's your protest area. And what's interesting about that is, excuse me, but these are public streets paid for on the public domain by public dollars. And our First Amendment of the Constitution states that you have every right to civilly gather and protest anywhere in the public domain.
But again, they use 9/11 as the pretext to sell us. This is all for your safety. The terrorists.
Exactly. Well, that overrides the First Amendment. Is that, well, public safety comes first, and the argument they give you back is on free speech. You're not allowed to go into a crowded movie theater and yell fire. That's not free speech, and that puts people in danger who will then panic. That's their standard argument, and they're using that. It's quite a jump to me, but they're using that as the argument as to why they can, because of safety, they can delegate where you can or can't go.
Yeah, well, the greater danger is this tyrannical government. Let me play the clip. This is the congressman. Here it is.
City from Ohio. The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on.
All right. And that was the day they passed it, and I interviewed him and another congressman. They were threatened with physical martial law. Then they get it, and 3.5 weeks later, they're hoarding all the money, giving it to no one but themselves, Governor.
Well, you know... Alex, I'm learning of this right now. I'm as dumbfounded as and shocked as anybody who would hear that, you know. The only thing I wish they'd name the names. Who exactly are the people who were threatened with martial law, and who were the people who threatened them? That's what we got to get to.
Well, I had
not just the statements. Let's get to the gist of the thing.
All right, we'll tell you who said it when we get back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Here's the Minneapolis Post. I just Googled bankers' bailout docs blacked out. Here are the headlines. Why are docs from the bailout being redacted? Another headline out of another newspaper. Bailout scandal. Undisclosed sums paid to New York Mellon Bank. Why is the government keeping key documents about the bailout secret? Alternet. How's this for bailout transparency? Boing, boing. Minnesota Post, wire key details of documents from the bailout secret. And I just clicked on that article there. This should be a much bigger scandal and a much bigger deal. And to answer the governor's question, we had both the congressmen on, a Republican and Democrat, who were told about the martial law. And under House rules, they can be suspended. These were in committee meetings, and they were told this is being told in secret, and they're not allowed to say who said it. So, again, Governor Ventura, as you kept saying when you were down here for a couple of days with us, wherever you have secrecy is where you have the corruption. The cover-up of 9/11, the cover-up of Kennedy. I mean, that's the big evidence of the cover-up. And now with the banker bill, they're making it secret. But what leaks out is they're just gobbling the money up for themselves. Can you speak to that?
Well, again, you know, I'm simply hearing what you're telling me, Alex. And to me, this is, you know, people should be going to jail over this if this is true. Because, again, all public money in the public domain should be out in the open, and whatever bills that are passed and what it's spent on, it should be clearly labeled with a complete paper trail so that anyone can audit it, anyone can go through it, and be able to, you know, obtain and understand where the public money goes. And this is corruption beyond belief. And, you know, if our people are voting for this, then clearly they need to be put out of office. And, you know, again, I say you got to vote against all incumbents.
Well, it's the same issue with the congressman being threatened with martial law. The House rules, they were ordered to maintain secrecy. Again, it's that secrecy issue breeding tyranny. Can you get into the brick walls you've been running into with your True TV
sure.
pilot?
Well, you know, we're out trying to do a TV show, and basically what it's about is it's, you know, showing both sides of a conspiracy, and the problem we're running into is getting no cooperation from the government whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. And that's about all I can go into for now, except to state that, you know, when people act guilty, then they wonder why other people think they're guilty. And if you behave in a certain manner that leads to suspicion and not openness, well, then that's what breeds suspicion and conspiracy and things like that, when you're not open. You know, if people tell you there's no conspiracy, but then they behave otherwise, well, then how can you have any other way of thinking than that they're obviously not being truthful and are covering up for something?
And this hurts every American. The banker takeover, 9/11, all of it. We are all being basically screwed by this.
Well, we all certainly are when they take and do a bailout to these proportions, and then they're even saying that this may not even be big enough, and when there's no accountability of where the money goes, that's insane. It's utterly insane. You wouldn't operate that way in your own private household, so why on earth would we find it acceptable to operate that way as our government? I mean, unless you're a fool, you're not going to give huge sums of money to, say, Uncle Ben without him telling you what he's going to use it for and being totally transparent.
Why do you think, Governor Ventura, that they're so arrogant now? I mean, we've never seen corruption like this.
Well, why are they so blatant? Because they've been able to be blatant ever since 9/11. I mean, they were so blatant with not answering questions, not forming an investigative committee until 2 years later. It was stonewalled. I've never figured that one out, having been the leader of a state. And, in fact, when the bridge fell in the water here in Minnesota, I don't know if they're getting an accurate report, but they actually commissioned three separate reports to happen so that all three could be compared to each other to determine, you know, from three different entities, what happened with the bridge? Have they received the final results? No, not yet. I don't know if they'll be honest or dishonest, but I can't understand how, as an elected official or the head of a state, the head of a country, or the head of anything, that when you have a disaster happen under your watch, why you wouldn't immediately have a full-scale investigation, because the most important part is to learn what happened so you could prevent it from ever happening again.
Instead, they actively covered it up and demoted or fired FBI agents that blew the whistle, but those that actively helped cover up got record cash bonuses and promotions.
Well, you know, I don't know any of that.
Well, the head of NORAD, General Myers, was promoted to chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Well, there you go.
Stay there, Governor.
Hey, Alex, you know what they call that in Hollywood lingo?
What?
Out in Hollywood, that's called failing your way to the top.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
All right, the governor's going to leave us in the next 10 minutes or so. We're going to have Senator Dean Barkley riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. Then one of our financial experts, Bob Chapman, joins us in the next hour. Talk a little bit in the fourth hour about police all over the country under federal funding warrantlessly taking blood at checkpoints of those that refuse to violate their Fifth Amendment rights and blowing the breathalyzer. We'll also take calls in that hour. In the next 2 hours with all those guests that are coming up. Governor Ventura, in closing, before we talk about Dean Barkley and go to him, I think we're having better radio behind the scenes. I mean, you're pretty riled up about the secret banker takeover here.
Well, you know, like I said, Alex, I get focused on the job that I'm doing, and I sometimes don't pay attention to everything going on. Many, like regular Americans, do. You got your life to lead, and you know, you don't have every waking moment to peer at the government. You have to have some type of trust with them. And if these things, as I've heard on your show today and on the main, and what they're reporting is true, then to me, the government is completely violating their trust with us. And when we get to the point where we have to sit and watch every move they make, and every move they make is done in secret, so it doesn't matter if you watch anyway. Well, my only thing that I can tell all your great listeners out there, and they indeed are that, is that vote against all incumbents. It's time to clean house and get these people out of office and take our government back. And I know it's a shameful segue, but we got an opportunity in Minnesota to do it. And again, I want to thank all the listeners out there for giving us the opportunity for Dean Barkley, because, ladies and gentlemen, I was 10 points behind with a week to go when I ran for governor of Minnesota. And I won, and it can happen again. And thanks to all the great listeners on Alex's show, the opportunity's there, and Dean can seize it, and hopefully next Tuesday we'll see an independent senator elected.
We're going to go to Dean in one moment, but I want to finish up on the statement of rogue government. We know the people are actually watching them now. 95% in major polls were against the banker bailout bill. They still did it. So what do you do when it becomes just a militarized armed camp? With Barack Obama even saying he's going to follow all the same policies, McCain saying the same thing. I mean, what is this leading to?
I don't know. That's beyond me, Alex. I gotta follow it, keep track of it, stay vigilant, and see what happens out of this thing. I warned people. I said, you know, all this talk of change out of the Democrats, I said it's a bunch of malarkey. Because I said we've had Democrats and Republicans have been in charge since my life began, and there's no major change involved. Anybody that believes big changes are going to happen is fooling themselves. The only way you're going to get true change is to start electing independent people that are not part of these two political gangs.
Well, Governor, I actually disagree with you on a slight point, a caveat here, an addendum. We're going to get change. It's going to get far worse because the agenda...
Well, you know what? You can nitpick me on that one. If it does get worse, I'll give it that it could get worse.
Okay.
But certainly the change won't be in what they're saying for the better.
Okay,
you know,
I'll
go to my grave on that. You're not going to see change to the better, in my opinion.
Well, we're not starting the revolution without you, Governor, and being involved here supporting Dean Barkley, who got you into politics and was your campaign manager that brought you to the governorship. I mean, this is all really exciting, and I appreciate you reaching out to our audience, and I appreciate the audience. If everybody just gave $5, which I guess they did, $47,000, whatever's come in, the TV ads are now going on today. You can see it up at SenatorBarkley.com. I just want to restate the facts because there's more to it, Governor, and then we're going to let you introduce Dean and let you go here. But to be specific, you were 10 points behind going into the weekend, but you still won because 30-something percent, you will remember the exact numbers, we're undecided. We have 37% in the polls undecided now, and Dean Barkley is closing the gap in those polls. He's doing radio and TV all over the state as an independent up there. So I've got my fingers crossed here.
Well, and let's remember, Minnesota's did it before. As you said, Alex, they did it with me exactly 10 years ago. And believe me, the people are twice as angry today as they were 10 years ago. When I did it, it was retaliate in 98, and we can double retaliate in 08 because the people are even more angry. And that's the true way you can vent your anger, is by electing people that they don't want in there, people that aren't going to shade out everything and people that aren't going to fall victim to their political careers, because that's what it all comes down to, is these people saving their political careers. They got cushy jobs. They like the positions they're in, and they will say and do anything to keep them, to anyone who will keep them in that power position of those cushy jobs. And it's time to rout them out of there. And, you know, you can do that by electing Dean Barkley and other independents throughout the country.
Well, people need to understand, like with Ron Paul, that's a big national because it's a president. But a senator is a national position, even if they're from the state, because they vote on national policy. And the power of one senator with a bully pulpit to speak out and to expose what's happening. Let's bring up Dean Barkley and then let the governor go here in a moment.
Okay, plus a senator can investigate on their own, too, if something. A senator can start a senatorial investigation, which is terrific, and one senator can do that also. I'm going to say goodbye. Good luck, Dean, and thanks again, Alex. I'm on my way. I got to get back to work.
All right, Governor, thanks for being with us. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. Let's bring Dean Barkley up. Dean, that was the question I was going to ask you here. We had congressmen on a few weeks ago who were threatened with martial law, but were not allowed under House rules to say who threatened them with that. As a senator, I mean, what are you going to try to do? You've already been there for a month before appointed, but if you get elected next Tuesday, what are you going to do to expose all this secrecy?
Well, I've got the bully pulpit. When I see something, I'm gonna speak up. They aren't going to silence me. What are they going to do, throw me in jail? I mean, I've got a perfect opportunity when I see that something's not right to tell people about it. You know, be honest. You know, we need a good dose of honesty and truthfulness in Washington right now. There's so much stuff going on right now, it's unbelievable.
Well, I was just going over with Jesse what's happening with the banker bailout bill being secret, but the parts that are public, they're giving tens of billions per bank in bonuses from the bonus money. Well, that's what it is. The banker bonus is what the bailout was. And they're just openly admitting they're keeping it for them personal selves. I mean, they're really rubbing it in.
Well, I heard, and I read this in England. A newspaper in England reported it about a week ago. They're projecting to pay over $70 billion in bonuses from these same banks that we just gave $150 billion to. I mean, it's outrageous. It's just unconscionable what's going on. I mean, my God, I mean, how much more blatant can they get? I mean, this is just incredible.
Dean, I know you wanted to come back on and thank the audience, and I want to thank them as well.
Yes. I mean, without your listeners, I would not be on the air. I mean, we made our TV ad on Tuesday right after the show. We had enough money to do that, and now we're starting to air it tonight. We're going to unveil it at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and if it wasn't for your listeners, this would not be happening. So we've got a shot at this in Minnesota right now, because unfortunately, a lot of people don't think you're credible unless they see you on television. Well, that's going to happen right now. And you know, every dollar that we're getting from now until Tuesday is going in to increase that buy. So, you know, if people want to help out even more, we certainly would take it to increase the buy we've already made.
SenatorBarkley.com, www.SenatorBarkley.com, and give out that number.
Yeah, the phone number, if you want to call in, if you don't have Internet access, is 763-417-9972, and we've got people on the phones right now ready to take your call. So, you know, whether it's $5, $10, whatever you can afford, you can put me over the top. If we could double that radio or that TV buy, you know, that's twice the chance I'm going to pull this one off. I think we've got a shot. Anything can happen in this election. I think what we did with Jesse 10 years ago, we're going to do again.
Well, I wish I would have known how close this race was earlier, but, you know, it's hard to pay attention to everything, but it is important, the Senate race. Your competitors have got 30-plus million, and you'd only raised 50,000 in the previous few months before this, and you'd already gotten within 10 points of them with that. Imagine what this 40-something grand is going to do.
No, it's just been a godsend. And like I say, I couldn't be more thankful for the people who listen to your show. They could actually change history in this election in Minnesota. This is more than just Minnesota. This is sending a message to Washington for the whole country that we've had it with the way you're behaving. You're had it by destroying our country, this two-party partisanship, stuff that never ends while all our problems go unresolved. They do these little banker deals, and we find out, you know, after the fact what's really happening. I mean, we got to send some people there that consider themselves to be Americans for once in this, you know, in our lifetime, not members of their political party.
Also, our listeners can, even if they can't donate $5, they can go get the TV ad. I know you have several others up on the website, SenatorBarkley.com. Is the new TV ad up there so people can, you know, email it around to all their friends?
It will be up by 3 o'clock. I'm not sure. I've been out all over the state. I haven't even looked at my website in about a day. But it will be up sometime today. So it could be up there right now, but it's probably going to be up around 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So that's another thing. And if people have friends and family in Minnesota,
yes,
call them. Even if you live in Texas or New York or South Dakota or California or, I mean, wherever you live, let's say you're in England working, call your friends and family, call them in Minnesota and tell them, look, you need to vote for Senator Dean Barkley. He's a great guy. The two parties are selling us out. He's going to go investigate the banker bailout. He's going to end the war in Iraq. He's going to, you know, push to decriminalize drugs. People can say, oh, well, you know, it's all over, New World Order. Look, it's over when the fat lady sings, folks. We're fighting. We're waking people up. I mean, everything the New World Order is doing is so unpopular right now, and we just have to stand up. And just the reflex, just the action of standing up and saying no and supporting, it's that fighting spirit. We may not win this time, but we'll win next time in other fights. It's all about taking action. We know that if good people hadn't been fighting tyranny for hundreds of years, that we wouldn't even be alive today. We wouldn't even have the system we have today. As bad as it is, we owe the people that have stood up to evil for what we do have that's good in this world.
No, I couldn't have said it better myself. Our founding fathers didn't quit against all odds. They fought, to give us what we have now, and that's the least we can do is to keep some freedom, keep some honesty and integrity, in our government and turn it around. We've got the greatest form of government in the world, but we've lost our way because we've let them get away with it. Now it's time to stand up, quit bitching about it, and do something about it, and we can start by electing me. That'd be a start, but that's just a start. Then others can follow. We've got to do something to turn this country in a different direction than it's heading right now, because it's heading in the wrong direction.
Let's go back briefly, because people can see that as a kind of like a signpost or a roadmap of what happened before. How did you and Jesse Ventura meet? And I know you headed up his campaign and got him to run. I mean, tell the story of that campaign briefly.
Yeah, well, it all started when I ran to get the Independence Party Minnesota major party status in 1996. I ran for the Senate there to get the 5% vote total we needed to become a major party. And Jesse, I recruited to be the honorary chair of that campaign in 1996. And while I was marching in my hometown 4th of July parade in Annandale, Minnesota, Jesse marched it with me or walked it with me, and I noticed that everybody was cheering for him and ignoring me. And at that point in time, the light bulb went on, and I said, I wonder if this would equate to political popularity. And I turned to him and said, the wrong guy's running. You're running next. He laughed at me at the time and said he didn't want to go to Washington. And I said, you don't have to. The governor's race is in 2 years. I worked on him for a year to convince him to do it, ran his campaign, and we changed history. It worked.
Well, you certainly did. So I want people to understand that, you're the brains, you're the mind that basically hatched this originally. And that scared a lot of incumbent governors that in a bad way, spurred Schwarzenegger to run. But, regardless, it showed people what can happen and that these people are not invincible. So I sure hope that you win next Tuesday. When are we going to get some new polls out to see if things are continuing to narrow?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be out in the next few days or not. And at this point in time, I don't think the polls matter in Minnesota, whether I go up a couple or not. The fact is, in Minnesota, they're predicting a historic voter turnout. 80%, which is 20% more than Ventura's was, and his was a historic high.
Yeah, that's the key, because you got 37% undecided.
Absolutely. And if they're undecided, it means they're not enamored by Al Franken or Norm Coleman or the Democrat or the Republican. And that's why this TV campaign was so critical to give, a lot of people base your viability on seeing you on television, and that's why I've been trying so hard to do that. Mm-hmm. It's probably sad that we have to say that, but it's true. We did the same thing with Jesse 10 years ago. We started running his first TV ad the Thursday before the election, and that's exactly the same time frame we're doing here. And I think the same thing can happen again. And like Jesse said, I heard earlier, people are so much more angry now than they were 10 years ago.
And he was 10 points behind on the Friday, 8 points behind the day of the election, and he won by how many points?
He won by 2 points, 37 to 35. He went from about 26, 27% in the polls to 37.
Well, I mean, you got Congress with a 9% approval rating. Both parties are hated. How could you not win? How could people not vote for somebody who's basically lined up with Ron Paul?
Well, people sit there and play these mind games with themselves. I'm sure the vast majority of Minnesotans like what I'm saying and would like to vote for me, but somehow they start thinking, well, I don't know if he can win, so if I vote for him, my worst enemy, which could either be the Republican or the Democrat, might win, and God, I can't have that, so I'm going to hold my nose and vote for my second choice out of fear rather than who they want to vote for. And that's what Minnesotans are going through right now, if they're going to buy into that again, or they're going to actually for once vote for someone that they can believe in rather than against someone who they fear. And that's going to be the question.
Well,
if they vote for what they believe in, I'm going to win. If they vote the other way, I may not.
Well, people get the government they deserve, I guess. But one thing listeners can do also, even if you don't live in Minnesota, pick a talk station, listen to it online this afternoon and throughout the weekend, and call into talk shows on whatever issue they're talking about, and it'll be the election, and bring up Senator Dean Bartlett. And say, look, he's against the Baker bailout, but the others are for it. And just say, Senator Dean Bartlett, senatorbartlett.com. And I think, that's effective right there. I mean, look, we're in this fight. We're fighting as hard as we can. And, you know, I'm just trying to find a silver lining in this whole election, which is a nightmare. And a senatorial race is a big deal. Our special interest wouldn't have poured 30-plus million into those other two. You know, that tells you who the good guy is. That's Dean Barkley. Look at the other political whores getting. That's got to be hundreds of times what you've gotten.
Oh, no, both my opponents have spent $20 million, so it's $40 million that they spend themselves. And the countless, I can't believe the number of special interest ads that are going on. It's got to be another $100 million that they're spending in the state on just the 527s. Every special interest in the world has their own 527 at work here running ads, either against Al or for Norm, or, you know, it's just incredible. The amount of money that's being spent in here to prop up.
And meanwhile, the public thinks it's about that horse race. They don't understand the system putting money into the left-right paradigm. That's the conspiracy. The fact that
they're running our country right now, especially, we all know it. You know, there's no independence when they go there. They got to pay all these people back, and that's what's wrong with our country.
40 million. I knew it was 30 million a week ago. 40 million against your 50,000 now close to.
And I'm within striking range. Almost incredible, isn't it?
But now you're almost to 100 grand with the 40-something my listeners sent in, right?
Well, actually, we crossed $150,000 last night.
Well, good. So total, how much of my listeners sent in?
Between the radio show now, about 65,000.
65,000?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you guys are great out there, folks. You know, you're just absolutely fabulous. Dean Barkley, let's come back with some final comments from you on the other side. The website, SenatorBarkley.com. He's been there for a month before, appointed by Governor Ventura.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Well, we're trying. Almost $70,000 raised by this wonderful audience. It's a huge audience. It's an active audience. And we appreciate you every dime of it going into TV ads right now. And they get to bump. The establishment's already bought so much. Under Minnesota law, they get to have equal time if they've got the money. And so they're bumping people right there in the primetime shows, in the news programs. Tell us about that, Dean Barkley.
Yeah, they had to give us equal time with them since we haven't bought any TV spots yet. We can pick any show that we want. So we go right to the head of the line and bump someone else's ads off. So we have a great opportunity to maximize this buy that we're going to do. And obviously every dollar we raise between now and Tuesday is going to go to bump more of their negative ads off and give the positive ad and get people at least, you know, the feeling that I can win this, because if they get that feeling, I will win. It's that simple.
Tell us the gist of the new ad.
That's basically my two opponents up on a big pedestal, up there with their big smug smiles on there, you know, pretending to know what the middle class is all about. And I come on right in the middle of it, and I just give a heart-to-heart message. I know why you're angry. I've been a middle-class guy my whole life. I've had to struggle to make my mortgage payment, feed my kids, how to pay my kids through college. I don't need a consultant or two guys from New York to tell me, you know, what you're feeling, because I'm one of you. So it's just basically, you know, I'm just one of you. And I just got mad enough to run for office. But I'm nothing special. I'm just a regular guy who got angry enough to run for office. And then I knock over the pedestals and they go flying.
All right, and that goes on tonight. Tell us where it's going to be on.
I'm not sure where it's going to be on. I didn't do the ad buys. Bill Hildman does that, and he's an expert at it. It's going to be on some network news, our TV news. It'll be on cable. It'll be wherever he could get the best deal. He's a master at making money go a long ways.
Yeah,
if they want to go to my website, they may have where it's actually going to be playing at senatorbarkley.com, but they might have that information on the website.
Well, we're praying for you, and we certainly support you, and the listeners appreciate your thanks, Senator Barkley, and hopefully you'll be going to the Senate for 6 years, not 4 weeks. What was it like in closing the 4 weeks that you were in the Senate?
Oh, it was awesome, being the balance of power. I never had my posterior kissed so much in my life. It was almost pathetic because I was an extraordinary position, but it was great. I had some great people. I got some things done. I actually, you know, didn't get full of myself. I went to work and actually did something, which is kind of unique, I guess, in politics. I solved some problems.
Well, you certainly did do that. And I'm going to be watching the Minnesota senatorial race very, very closely. And again, I want to thank the audience one more time. Ventura, the whole time he was here, he was just like, oh, man, Dean Barkley's a great guy. You know, I think about how I should have run, but I'm just so sick of politics and the corruption and begging for money. But, you know, maybe I thought about running. I just, you know, I'm old now. And, you know, it's like going into prison, what he said to do it. But he said, but Dean's doing it. Man, if we would have just had more money. And he wasn't even really asking me. He was just talking about it, pontificating in the car and at the hotel about it. And then I was like, wait a minute, Dean Barkley, he called Ted Anderson last week, the owner of the network, and Ted said, hey, do you want to have this guy on? And I said, yeah, but never got around to it. I said, I'll have Dean on. And he said, really, you will? I don't know. Well, I know you got a big show, but I don't know how much good that'll do. And I said, no. And when I dropped him off Sunday night after the concert at the hotel, I said, go call him, set it up tomorrow, and we did it.
Well, it made all the difference. I mean, your listeners could be electing the next U.S. Senator from Minnesota, but it'll be more than that. It'll be the hope that this is the beginning of a change in Washington. And your listeners, I thank all of you. I mean, I couldn't be doing this without you, and I thank you for every dollar that you've sent in because it's going for a good cause.
Absolutely. Senator Barkley, thank you for spending time with us, and I know you're going to pop in Monday on the eve of the election and after the election on Wednesday to give us your take on how it all went, whether win, lose, or draw. We stood up. We took action. We did the best we could, and that's why we're winners overall and on the side of right and justice. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.